Since taking office at the start of 2010, Governor Bob McDonnell has made jobs a priority, as he recently told Bloomberg Television.
We focus like a laser on jobs, and that means removing some of those impediments to entrepreneurship, like taxes, regulation, litigation.
But Virginia Democrats say the governor's efforts haven't come to much. A party video claims the state has made no progress on jobs under McDonnell. Warren Fisk at the Richmond Times-Dispatch and PolitiFactVirginia.com has been sorting through the numbers. Warren, what's the truth here?
Governor McDonnell's first full month in office was in February 2010. From that month until July 2011, the state saw an increase of about 45,000 jobs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. University of Virginia economist Terry Repin told us that that's not such an impressive number given the size of the state's economy. Actually, it represents only about a 1.3% increase in the state's job roll. Still, it represents some forward movement in the state's employment picture. Democrats point out that the percentage of Virginia's working-age population who are employed was the same in June 2011 as it was when Governor McDonnell took over. And that's true. But that doesn't mean that there hasn't been progress. The unemployment rate is down in Virginia since the start of 2010. It was 7.2% when the governor took over, and now it's just over 6%. We're not saying that Governor McDonnell deserves all the credit for improving the employment picture or any credit necessarily at all. Economists often tell us that governors only have a limited impact on the state economy. But the state Democrats were offering a blanket statement that there has been no progress on job creation since Governor McDonnell took over. So we rated the Democrats' claim false.
As PolitiFact National celebrates its fourth birthday this week, Warren Fisk and the staff at PolitiFact Virginia are looking ahead to the completion of their first year of checking up on things like these.
Harry Reid's plan is basically giving the president a blank check.
We're one of only four states in the country that the state employees pay nothing.
We required 55, we're at 44.
And Warren, here's an interesting stat. Of the claims checked by PolitiFact so far, roughly a third have been found true or mostly true. About a third have been false or pants on fire. The other third falling somewhere in between. Does that surprise you or distress you in any way?
I think it actually comes out fairly close to where it should be. It's you know, shows a fairly even split. You would like to think that we would have more true than not true, and the truths would increase. But I think the nature of campaigning and the debate in Washington and sometimes in Virginia has been so torn that politicians are, often try to make their best case or their best soundbite, and sometimes worry about the truth of the statement after it comes out.
Well, Warren, keep up the good work, and we will look forward in the next couple of months to the introduction of the Bobometer, which you will use to track the governor's progress toward fulfilling some of his campaign promises. Thanks a lot for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Warren Fisk writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and for PolitiFactVirginia.com. I'm Fred Eccles.